It's an extremely busy and exciting weekend, and it certainly is for the president of Richmond Raceway, Dennis Bickmeyer, who joins us for a few minutes right before the action begins out at RR. Hello, Dennis. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, thank you. Hope you're well, and thanks for having me. Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been 1 year since we've had some racing competition on our racetrack. So we're excited to get going. We're just going to be missing the fans, unfortunately. It's going to be a big void this weekend.
No doubt about it. So how did you attack that, Dennis? I mean, obviously you got to care for the drivers and everybody, the crews and everybody coming in, but that is a major void, whether it's NASCAR or any other sport that's dealing with it. How did you kind of attack what you're putting out there this weekend?
Well, no question. And I think first and foremost, I think we got to really look at what our industry has done to get the racing back on the racetrack after, you know, being down for almost 2 months. And hard to believe, Bob, but we are back on schedule in the Cup Series. So Saturday night's Federated Auto Parts 400 is racing on the day it was scheduled. And I give a lot of credit to our industry, you know, throughout NASCAR, teams, the officials, and the racetracks and the communities where we race to be able to pull that off. And, I mean, it's no small feat. And again, I think NASCAR's done an amazing job in that regard. And then on the fan side, we've seen some fans at some venues and some not. And, you know, we certainly looked hard at it and worked on a number of different plans. But in the end, we got down to a timing issue, and it was just going to be difficult to execute it, unfortunately. So we will miss having the fans here. They bring the energy, but we're excited to have four races in 3 days. And, you know, at the end of the day, the national spotlight's still on us with all four races broadcast, on television. So we got to get the place ready. It's going to look great. Need a little cooperation from Mother Nature, and we'll look forward to some great action here.
You know, as you pointed out, NASCAR was the front runner in all of this in the return to sports through the pandemic. If there's a positive to come out of this pandemic, Dennis, is that it for your sport, your industry, as you called it, that it did put such a good foot forward for race fans and non-race fans alike to see how it could be done?
No question, and we've learned a lot, you know, as promoters and as operators of these large venues that we can apply, you know, going forward in 2021 and beyond. And I think the sport learned a few things. I mean, you know, these guys are showing up, the drivers are showing up and racing without any practice or qualifying. And I think it's added to the on-track product. It's put it in the driver's hands. They're not fine-tuning their cars over, you know, multiple practice sessions and things like that. And I think it's added a bit of intrigue to it. And it may be something that we see going forward. Maybe not at all venues, but you know, maybe some. And I think that's great. And just, you know, setting the starting grid in different ways based on where you finished, and I think that's been interesting as well. So there's been some things that, you know, maybe we would have tested over time that we were forced to do in this situation that I think long term are going to benefit the sport. And I'll say one other thing, Bob. You know, when we were down and not racing, I think NASCAR did a good job of bridging the gap with iRacing as well, some virtual racing, and that brought some new eyeballs and some younger eyeballs to the sport. And the data is showing that a lot of those folks that were watching some of the virtual racing are staying engaged with us through all the, you know, being back on the racetrack. So I think that's a positive for us as well. And, you know, there's a few, you know, bright lights that we can capitalize on going forward.
Catching up with Dennis Bickmeyer from Richmond Raceway. The action starts tonight with the Truck Series that hasn't been on that track in quite some time, Dennis. Right? I can remember way back in the day, I'm going to date myself here, one of the very first years of the Truck Series, I was actually out at Richmond at that time, International Raceway, to watch it. What about bringing the trucks back on the track tonight?
Well, it helps me out a lot, Bob, because I can finally answer the question. The most asked question I have in my tenure here is when are the trucks coming back? So we're excited to finally answer that. And again, what's interesting about this is you're right, they haven't been here since 2005. But we also, through all this reshuffling of the schedules and trying to get that series back on schedule, we end up being their regular season finale. And there's three or four or five drivers fighting to try to get into their playoffs. So that's just some added intrigue to tonight's Toyota Care 250. So happy to have the trucks back, and then really just interested in seeing what happens on who gets into the playoffs. I think we're going to see some great action.
This is a playoff weekend. How impactful is that for you guys at the track as well?
Well, this move to the playoffs a couple years ago, race number two here in the first round, has been a nice boost for us. And again, I wish we could have, you know, seen the benefits of it by having fans here, you know, on a normal year, because we've seen some increased interest each year that we've been in the playoffs now. I think this would have been year three. So we're definitely missing that aspect of it as well. But I like being in the playoffs. We were the cutoff race for a number of years, and then the field got expanded to 16 drivers. So not a lot changed at the end, and I like what NASCAR did this year with Daytona being that cutoff race. That's truly a wild card kind of race, and we saw that with William Byron winning and getting into the playoffs. But we're all sports fans here. I love golf, and I like in being the race number two here in the first round is moving day on the PGA Tour. You can move up the leaderboard, and in our case, you can get yourself better positioned to advance in the playoffs, or you can drive your way out of the playoffs here in race number two at Richmond. So I like the spot that we're in, for sure. I think it adds a lot of, again, I keep using that word intrigue, but it really does for some drivers who need to have a good race here coming out of Darlington last week and being able to advance in the playoffs.
So you have thrown a lot of different sports in there. I like that, Dennis. I like all the comparisons you made. So from that standpoint, how much have you and other NASCAR folks been eyeballing some of these other sports to see, you know, and NASCAR is so different, obviously. We know that. And in some ways, that was a very good, positive thing because it got you out there ahead of everybody else. But how much have you looked at what some of the other sports have done?
Nonstop. I mean, as an industry overall, I think we've obviously monitored a lot of what other sports have been doing, and quite frankly, they've looked hard at us. You know, I know our leadership's had a lot of conversation with leadership of other sports leagues and properties and things. And then here locally, working with obviously Parney and Ed McLaughlin and a lot of others that operate venues and events here in town, we've stayed pretty connected through all this as well, exchanging a lot of ideas on hopefully, you know, if we were to have had the opportunity to scale up beyond phase three, how we would have been able to do that. But certainly, as we hopefully again turn the calendar to 2021 and we can get back to, you know, having folks at our venues and some normalcy, we'll be better prepared. I know, and here's the thing too, our industry, our sports industry, entertainment overall, you know, we've had to adjust to a lot of things over the years. So if you go back to post 9/11 and bag checks and walkthrough mags and all those things that come with operating a venue, we'll adjust to this too. And we always put our fans' safety at the front of everything that we do, and all of us, whether it's here or over at the Diamond or VCU, U of R, you name it, we'll adjust to what we need to adjust to as well, because, again, providing that experience is what's important for our fans.
Well said. Wrap it up with you, Dennis. I know it's just starting today with the truck race tonight, but give me your vision of what Saturday night will look and feel like for you when this whole thing comes to a close and you've had what I'm hoping will be four very successful races.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, four races in 3 days, that's a lot. I mean, just logistically moving the series in and out and making sure that we're maintaining the bubbles that each series has to kind of work in. So that's kind of key right now. But, you know, some great racing action, that's what we'll be defined by. And then obviously seeing who wins each of these four races. And again, for somebody Saturday night after the Federated Auto Parts 400, if it's not Kevin Harvick and they win, they automatically advance to the next round. So certainly a lot on the line throughout the weekend.
Absolutely, and on national television all weekend long, as you pointed out. So that's great for you, great for the event, the facility, and the city as well. You're going to do a great job with it, as always, Dennis, under very difficult, challenging circumstances. We really appreciate it, and hope we catch up with you afterwards to kind of get your wrap-up of the whole weekend.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, and we'll certainly keep our eye on our local driver as well, Denny Hamlin. It's been a heck of a year, and we'll see if he can bring a championship back here to the Richmond region.
Absolutely. That would be really cool. All right, Dennis, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Take care. Thank you.